Hi.
Welcome to Mom Said.
A podcast. You normally don't talk on these.
Wait, no, you go.
Okay. Hey, welcome to Mom Said. It's a podcast by siblings, by three adults. My name is Gabe. How do I do it? Hey, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And I, you'll never know my name.
That's right. Her name's Allie Gibbs.
It's a podcast
and this
about
is a
siblings.
Podcast made by three siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
But it's often about that.
And you know what? That was a pretty wretched intro, but no indication of the episode to follow.
That's right. The
excellent
episode to follow
episode.
Is
it's
so much
blow
better.
Blow your mind.
Yeah. Today we talk about, what do we talk about? We
talked about how Gabe is horrible at parallel parking.
I'm bad at parallel parking.
And how he looks like he's good at juggling, which is amazing.
We talked about a nice lady in Palm Desert who told us a wonderful story at a diner.
Right.
We talked about
how we had 14 people in the house in the desert this week and Gabe chose that time to tune the piano.
What better time to tune the piano than when the house is full of people you love?
You guys.
So here we go. This is another episode of Mom Said. Grant, hit it, bro. Hold on. Do you want to do that again? It's got to circle through. Terrible.
Oh my gosh, I was just laughing with myself.
Yeah, performance.
Hit it! Mom said. So the reason the TikTok ban was a little bit devastating to me among all the censorship issues was that I forgot to download that video of the...
One you made or one you saw?
The focaccia that has frosting on it like a jelly donut.
Oh, dude, that was fire.
I need that bad. And also...
What's the situation?
Am I centered on this?
Oh.
Yes, you are.
Always Grant centered on that camera.
Can see it. You kind of ruined my awesome bit, though, about focaccia. Should I take it back or no?
Grant cam. Is the Grant cam loaded up with slicked back hair and stash? Grant cam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I turned you up. Do you like it more or less?
I always love more of my
loud
own
for
voice.
Me now. I'm quite loud. Okay. I'm quite loud, and I fear that if Al actually sings, it's gonna blow my little drums.
Can
out.
Can you turn me way louder than Gabe, and then also in the final edit, also way louder than Gabe?
Yeah.
I actually once listened to a podcast where one host was way louder than the other one.
Yeah.
Like the mix was.
Were you
bad.
Listening to Mom Said? Were you listening to an episode of Mom Said?
What I was saying,
and you were
was,
like, this girl is louder than this boy.
What I was saying was,
yeah, I got you.
Gosh,
one sec.
Wait, so fast, I just dumped Diet Dr. Pepper all over the chair.
You just dumped what?
Diet Dr. Pepper all over the chair.
Okay.
Okay. Can we start now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm disappointed.
When do we start?
We're starting right now. I just wanted to say that I'm disappointed in myself before the TikTok ban that I didn't think to save that video about that girl who makes the sourdough focaccia into a jelly donut. She infuses it with jam and then puts icing on the top and the bottom of the focaccia. And I went to go make it, and it requires that you have a sourdough starter.
I saw her put icing, and you were like, and she puts icing on the bottom. And I was like, can't wait. And then she just kind of like slapped it against the parchment paper and like rubbed the butt of it
around.
How
would you put icing on the bottom?
Flip it over, I guess, and put...
And ruin the top?
Okay, fierce. Didn't think that far ahead.
Right.
Didn't think that far ahead.
Because you're not a baker like me.
Wow, but it made us both reach for our drinks. We fought already.
We did.
That's it.
Yeah, I need a drink.
Yeah.
But I need a sourdough starter. So if anyone out there is listening and is in the greater Los Angeles area who has a sourdough starter, please, please, please.
Yeah.
I really want to make this jelly donut focaccia. And we have TikTok back for just a couple of moments. I will save that video. And then if you grant me some of your sourdough starter, I will grant you back a jelly donut focaccia.
Yeah, there's a lot of of the things going on in Los Angeles right now that need attention, can we just bump sourdough starter up to the top so Allie can make a jelly donut sourdough?
Someone get this girl a sourdough starter.
Quit dropping things off at Goodwill. Quit dropping things off.
Quit volunteering your time. I will say this is a good segue.
It's a great segue. You think I didn't do that on purpose? I had too much coffee.
Yeah, that was...
That was really a annoying. Lot. That was bad.
Yeah. So it's a good segue into the fact that we're sitting in a different place than we normally are. We're on the west side of LA in Santa Monica, California. Home to Surf and Sun.
And home mostly to Brother Grant. Grant,
wave to the people.
Our energy is a little
weird.
It's weird, dude.
It's maybe because we're in a different space.
And honestly,
it's been a weird couple of weeks in LA.
Yes.
What's weird about the energy?
I feel crazy.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm being crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's good for a podcast.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right.
It's been a weird couple of weeks in LA, and because of the horrific fires that I know everyone's heard a ton about, everything's all a jumble. There's folks living in my place where we normally record.
My wife and I are at my parents' house out in the desert to avoid the air quality.
And there's folks living in the parents' house in Santa Monica. So we are all
shuffled
in our living situations and in our hearts and spirits. But it's been really, really, not to be like toxically positive, it's been really cool to see that's a real thing.
Toxic positivity is this new thing people talk about all the time.
Keep going.
I'm trying to decide how I feel about it in the moment.
You can have an opinion now and we'll just
I have been a victim of toxic positivity.
I have a guess as to what it is.
Just give me 5 minutes to
decide how you feel about toxic positivity.
However you feel about it, what I was meaning to say is not to belittle the situation or to... This is a great example of toxic positivity is like in this situation, someone being like, well, but it's so amazing to see everybody come together and people are volunteering and they're being
straight.
And some people are like, okay, am I supposed to be
my
like
home's gone.
Feeling joyful?
Right.
It's at least my understanding of it, and correct me if I'm wrong, is it sort of belittles the experience of the person who's having a hard time.
That's when the positivity
gets when you're
toxic.
Like, it's when you're like, but be happy about this, but be happy about that.
Yeah, then
the person's like, sure, I mean, I agree with you, but also you're sort of glazing over the fact that my life has changed.
Yeah, my life has changed.
In many ways.
Meanwhile, so, you're posting cute photos of you and your friends dropping off two blankets.
Right, like volunteering. Exactly. And again, that's beautiful too. What I was going to say is not to be toxically positive, but it has been so cool to see the community come together and like help each other out. And what I've really loved seeing is that everybody's helping in the way that they would help. Like I like seeing friends of mine like utilize their skill sets to be helpful in this moment.
Sure.
And that's different for everybody. And it's just like really beautiful to see. Obviously under the caveat that most of it is unbeautiful.
Agree. Here's Grant's take on toxic positivity. Hell yeah, right away.
It's not necessarily completely pertaining to toxic positivity, but if you are donating your time, donating clothing, whatever, and you post it on your Instagram story, take it all back. Doesn't count.
Doesn't count?
You're a
Doesn't count. Doesn't count.
Don't post your shit on your Instagram story.
I understand what you're saying. I think there's
obviously it's better to help than to not help.
Agree.
Yeah, that's where I was gonna go.
Of course.
Agree.
But don't post on your Instagram story.
Frankly,
don't post anything on your Instagram story.
You're talking to a guy whose like whole deal is trying to get people to pay attention.
It's your job.
I'll respectfully disagree only in
you can
that,
disrespectfully disagree. That's kind no, of the whole
I,
podcast.
No, and I'm happy to. But okay. In this moment, I will respectfully disagree only because I see where you're coming from. I learned a lot about volunteer opportunities and things I could be doing to help with the way people were posting. However, I do agree that it was like a lot of showboating as well, which
sure.
is social media period. Yeah. In your altruism, in your vacationing, in your everything, what you choose to post is you saying, this is how I would like the world to perceive me, notice me in X way. And so it's all a little funky. I agree with you. Don't like anything you put on your Instagram story is a little funky, but I do it, of course.
Of course, it's just a highlight reel of your life or the way you want to be perceived. But here's something I have that's even worse, and then I'll be done interjecting for a while.
Why? It's your podcast too.
Well, I'm
just tertiary. Say your thing.
People who have like 450 followers on Instagram and they post a story like, guys, thanks so much for reaching out. I'm okay. You know, the fires haven't been affecting me. How big of an ego do you have to be like, everyone was so worried about me. Let me post it on my Instagram story. I'm sure you've seen people post this.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Just text your mom.
Yeah.
Just text your mommy. Everybody texts their mom. Everybody texts your moms more. They're worried about you. On a lighter note.
So long, TikTok. Thanks for the memes. So long, TikTok. Oh, wait.
It's back again.
Oh, welcome back, TikTok.
As of an hour ago.
We thought you were gone, and everyone put on a real big show to say that they're really sad to see you go.
1.7 million of their closest friends that they'll lose touch with.
Everyone started to confess stuff on TikTok that was crazy.
It's like they forgot about the idea of a digital footprint.
Digital footprint.
Those are forever.
Digital footprint.
We have a gnarly one because of this show.
Anyway, TikTok did that thing. TikTok did that thing that's like, that was not a song. TikTok did that thing where it
where
was
they were
like,
I gotta go, you guys, I gotta go. And then it was like, no, stay.
No, stay. Well, here's, it feels like it was like, it's akin to like when your your friend's like, I'm breaking up with him. And then everyone's like, oh, right. Well, he sucked anyway or whatever. Right. But then he's back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, and you all have to pretend like you didn't say what you said. Like
you didn't say what you said.
Been there.
Dude. It was crazy.
And we all have to be like, oh, yay.
I was kind of hoping it would go. And it did.
Yeah.
But it's back.
We don't have to.
No, it's back.
As of like an hour ago.
It's back as of an hour ago. Well, perhaps by the time this episode comes out, it'll be gone again.
It's really hard to talk about this without getting political about it. And I really don't want to do that. So I'm going to change the subject.
So it's not.
But yeah, it's back.
Here lies TikTok.
In a really like sort of crazy way. Rearing its big, fat, ugly head.
TikTok or the person who brought it back? You got it.
Okay. What I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
What I wanted to talk about was happened this morning and has been happening for many years, which is that.
You warned me that you were going to bring this up. So now I'm already ready.
You're pissed already.
I'm already ready.
Okay. But I will preface this by saying.
It does come with a compliment, which is nice. Go ahead. Wait. I want to cherish this little compliment. This little compliment that I'm going to get.
Gabe is good at almost everything. I should have never said that.
Wow.
But what I meant is, like, when we were in high school.
Hold on, I'm not done. I'm not done. That doesn't happen very often. So I have to, it's like when you finally get to the top, you do a hike and then you get to the top of the hill
and you're like, look at
and you're like,
view.
Let's go back down. I'm like, wait.
I'm taking
let's
view.
Look. I can see the fancy houses. I can see my house from here. I can see, that really tall building that I didn't know what it was, but now I can see that.
Let
it's
me know
actually
when you're done
bank.
Because I'm about to slam dunk on your ass. But I actually have one little more compliment, which is an example of the fact that Gabe is good at everything is when we were in high school, he said he wanted to do a backflip and he had never done a backflip before. And he went out in the front yard and just did a backflip. Like some people just have that.
Took a couple
blind
tries.
Confidence. And Gabe is one of those people. However,
that's a really loud piano
he
noise.
He is weirdly really bad at parallel parking. Has always been bad. Like in a way where when I'm watching him park, I'm like, what?
Great driver.
Fine driver.
No, great driver. Never been in a wreck. Always ready. Defensive driver. Defensive driver.
Never been in
I'm
a wreck.
I'm assuming. No. Me I'm neither. Assuming. Okay, well, I've backed out into a car that was in our driveway when I was 16.
Haven't we all?
Yeah, haven't we all? But never been in a wreck. Defensively driving all the time. Always assuming everyone's an idiot. If you're on the road, I assume you're about to do, this is how I haven't, oh, and boy, am I tempting fate right now by saying I've never been in a wreck.
I know.
Knock on wood.
Wait, you have been in a wreck though.
What? Oh, I've been in wrecks, but I've never caused.
No, you've.
What?
Been in wrecks, but never caused? Okay, then me too.
Oh, this is reminding me of
you
a story.
You were in a huge motorcycle accident.
Okay, but not my fault.
Says you.
Okay, I did once, and we'll get back to this, maybe. I did once, in fact, crash a motorcycle.
In like a big way on the highway?
On the 101 in Los Angeles.
And you guys get this.
Now,
so
now we have to be careful about this because this is a very bad thing that happens to people. However, this one, they tried to get me. They couldn't get me.
I was with Gabe downtown Los Angeles. He leaves 10 minutes on his motorcycle. 10 minutes later, I receive a phone call from his phone. And I'm like, oh, crap.
My wife's out of town, too, at this point, by the way. Oh, can I preface this by saying this was a day that I was a lot younger. It was probably 8 years ago now. 7 or 8 years ago. I had just gotten a motorcycle like 6 months prior, 9 months prior, classic. My agents at the time, they were like, oh, let's have you take some photos on your motorcycle.
I forgot how utterly humiliating this is.
This is the most like...
really horrible.
This is the most like immediate... It's not like karmic. It's like divine retribution. It's like you tried to step outside
humbling,
of who you
humbling.
Are. Yeah. You tried to step outside of who you are and the same day... You were immediately put back in your place.
Dumped.
I literally went to get like cool guy motorcycle headshots. We're going to put one of them right here.
I'm sure they're horrible.
Horrible, dude.
Yeah.
No reflection on the photographer who did a great job.
No,
it's
no,
just
no.
Your boy sitting on a motorcycle.
Nobody asked for that.
Nobody
asked, for that.
Asked for my goofy ass to be on a motor.
Yeah.
Me like.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom, daddy. It's like bad, bro.
Anyway, he did get in a wreck once. And to make a long story short, the person on the other end of the phone was a woman. And I immediately knew he had gotten in a wreck. And it scared the crap out of me, except that within seconds, I could hear him talking in the background, telling someone the story of how he dumped his bike. And I was like, okay, so he's going to be okay.
And tell them. So, okay, I hate to give Grant things homework, but the previous photo of me in a headshot, my headshot right
he's
here
he's
at
wearing
4
p.m.
And then at 8 p.m., here's a photo of me. 4 p.m., me. 8 p.m.
He
me.
Had, when I found him, finally found him in the hospital. It took me forever to find him because this was before people were sharing their locations. I finally found him in the hospital and I had been a nervous wreck the entire day, not knowing what condition he'd be in. I didn't tell anybody what happened because I didn't have any real news to give people. And I wanted to be able to give everybody like a full report once I told people what happened. And so I was kind of like alone in this panic. And I finally find out what hospital he's at from this like dispatcher. And she tells me he's at Cedar Sinai, which is, of course, where all the famous people die. So I went, not famous though, so you're safe. And I went to the emergency room and I was like, I think my brother Gabe Gibbs is here. Will you please help me? I need to go find him. And she was like, okay, give me a second. And then she comes and she's like, I'll take you back to him now. And I go back to the room where he's in. And
neck brace.
He's lying there in a neck brace and in a like hospital gown.
Neck brace sling.
And he says, oh, good. Hey, Al. Can you check and see if my watch is broken?
Hey, look, here's the deal.
Because he couldn't bend his arm to look at his watch and he couldn't bend his neck to look at his watch. And that was the first thing he said to me upon my arrival to the emergency room.
Here's the thing. If you're
from... And I was like, you're fine.
If you're from Detroit area, let me just say, if you're from Detroit area, it was a Shinola watch. It was a Shinola.
Sure.
And crazy. I wanted to make sure it was okay.
You think you're, I knew you think I was you're okay. making a case? You're not.
I know.
Anyway, Gabe is horrific at parallel parking. And today he drove us here and he cuts in way too far and then he's bumping up against the back.
Bro, it was bad. And before it.
And all the time too. For the last 10 years, we've lived in a city where you have to parallel park like 19 times a day.
Here's the thing though. I never struggle unless you're in the car with me.
There's no way that's true.
How can you prove that?
I'll ask around. Gabe, Grant, have you ever seen Gabe do a bad job of parallel parking?
Say it on mic, please. Say it on mic, please.
I don't think I've had to parallel park with Gabe.
You know what? Who I'll ask is your wife, because she's had to parallel park with you a lot.
But.
Do you think your wife will defend you?
Don't.
Do you?
I don't know.
Right. Or she'll be like, no, he's bad at parallel parking.
We'll never know.
It's okay to be bad at something.
No.
It's hilarious, actually. I'm bad at plenty of stuff. You name it, I'm probably bad at it.
Allie's bad at plenty of stuff. That's so obnoxious. Anyone on a run just got like an extra jolt listening to this. Are people listening to this? Well, first of all, are people listening to this? They are. A couple. Secondarily, where? How? If someone let us know. If you're listening to this, send us a message or a text or something and tell us how, like, are you on a run? Do you do it on your run? Do you do it
in the car? One of my friends told me when she's extremely bored at work, I think it takes some pretty extreme boredom to get her here. And then your manager told me he listens, but only like when he's in the shower.
People know his name.
Yeah.
We've talked about him before. Steven.
Steven listens and he said he listens like in the shower.
In the shower?
Well, not like but he was like, I'm not sitting down watching it. It's like while I'm doing something, like while I'm in the shower at the gym or whatever. Like,
put us on like a record, you know?
How does it make you guys feel that you're just background noise in someone's life?
Bro, that's your whole life.
Already
that's
was.
That's your whole life is us being background noise in your whole, that's what it is to be near us. Talking. Okay, I want to talk. Are you done with razzing me about parallel parking?
There was no punchline to it. I just wanted the world to know that he's so parking. Bad at parallel parking.
Yeah, it's atroche. It is kind of bad.
Oh, but you can do a backflip, or at least you could when you were young. Probably not anymore.
Oh, definitely. When I was younger, I could do a backflip. When I was younger, I could go to sleep on time. When I was younger, I could eat whatever I wanted. But now that's not true. Al.
When I was younger, I could not work out, then work out and be fine. When I was younger, I could... Keep going.
Bro.
When I was younger, I could not work out, then work out and be fine. When I was younger, I could have donut at breakfast time. When I was younger, I could...
Why is this cracking me up? Bro, not work out and be fine is like... Something happens when you hit your 30s.
27 for me. 27 is when my body started being like, girl, what?
When you're in your 20s, you can not work out for 6 months and then just like lift.
Yeah.
or Cardio. Yeah,
card. But big time all, card. And then,
you'd and then be, you're like, cool.
And then you'd be like sore the next day. Breakfast? And you'd be like, I'm sore because I haven't worked out in a while.
Bro.
Now?
I know when I when the holidays hit and I get busy and I'm doing like holiday show or whatever mm-hmm. and I'm too busy to go to the gym. Don't say anything, Grant, because I know you're going to say something about how I'm misprioritizing and there's always time. And you're right. Wow. Did you see me?
You and Grant just had a conversation. He didn't even have to open his mouth.
That is efficiency.
Yeah.
That is optimized.
Take away his microphone, actually, because yeah. we can just talk to him without yeah. talking to him.
Did you learn that strategy in therapy?
Wow. No, I've kind of just always had that.
Silly.
Oh, my God. What was I saying? What was I talking about?
You were talking about working out.
Now I know when I take a couple weeks away, you're which screwed. I try not to, when I go back, it's going to be running through a brick wall.
Yeah, totally.
There's no or like easy
drinking,
way in.
Drinking alcohol. I'll have like a glass or two of wine at dinner mm-hmm. and I'll go to bed sober. And then I'll wake up the next morning like something bad, horrific has happened to me. Uh-huh. It's so
you'll
bad.
Have a sip of wine. You'll have one glass that takes you like 2 hours to drink.
Yeah.
And wake up the next day wrecked.
And I think it's honestly the sugar. This is boring to talk about, but I think it's less about alcohol and more about sugar, which is why I started ripping shots.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. bro.
If you want to feel fine the next day, just rip some shots,
2025,
baby.
The year of zone two cardio and shots.
Honestly, that might be true for me.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in the desert. Grant, how are you doing? Are you hanging? What's up?
I'm good. I'm chilling. Now that I actually have a chair.
Oh, yeah. Grant has a chair at this new location.
Sort of. I do want to say I haven't had any alcohol or THC in 2025.
Wow. Great job. Controlling his own
job.
And what really sucks about it is not that I haven't had alcohol or THC and I'm not getting to enjoy it, is that I feel really good.
Yeah. That's the unfortunate part, is when you stop doing poison.
That was like me when I cut sugar. I was like, kind of rocks.
Yeah.
Turns out what they say is true about what they say every time they say it, and you don't want to do it, it's probably true.
Should probably stop drinking poison. Should probably stop doing THC. Should probably stop drinking poison. It's terrible what it does to me. Oh, you were excited about that rhyme. You knew
I
where it was headed.
I was ready for it.
You knew where it was headed. Done with poison in 2025. Okay.
We say that now.
We say that now. But the Super Bowl's coming up.
We say, that's what'll get you the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Gotta go ahead and get me a couple of... The thing is, I'm doing it exaggerated voice.
The Super Bowl
voice.
Will tempt you.
Genuinely, I want beers. At the Super Bowl. It seems performative and fake, and it seems, but I want beers and I want wings.
I have such a different relationship to football. I have such a different relationship to beer. I can't even imagine what that feels like, but I'm so happy for you that you have that.
And hey, no one who listens to this cares about this. Great season, Lions. Bummer. Bummer ending to a really great season.
Wait, they're done?
They're done. I'm so proud of
Why
you guys.
Why are they done?
Shout out to the Lions. Shout out to
Actually,
Gibbs.
Actually, the Lions
You listen. Just found out.
The Lions listen to this. And Gibbs, shout out to you.
You found out that there's a fellow Gibbs on the team.
Yeah.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Do you think he is interested in me?
Romantically?
Yeah.
I don't think he, no offense, knows you.
He has a girlfriend.
Okay, and I respect that, and I respect that. I just like the idea of keeping my last name and having the same last name as my partner.
Yeah,
it would be
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah.
But I respect this girl, and I'm happy for them and their love.
Yeah, and he's great. And great job, Lions, and we love Dan Campbell and Jared Goff, but and now we're rooting for one of my favorite Lions of all time, Matthew Stafford, Vamos Rams.
Did you remember when we talked about the snooty plute, sooty turn
yes,
a couple of
and
episodes
that's giving
ago?
Me a thing. Yes.
And I said that that bird takes 1 to 3 second naps mm-hmm. when its brother is talking about football and it's bored out of its mind. uh-huh. I just did that. Yeah. I just fell asleep for 1 to 3 seconds a couple of times.
Grant?
I feel like there's a good opportunity. I could be wrong. Good opportunity for song about...
Could be wrong.
How could be, you know, whatever. I'm throwing shit out there.
Yeah, baby.
Gabe is not necessarily the most manly guy you'll ever meet.
Sure.
Not saying he's not masculine, but he's not necessarily the most manly guy you'll ever meet. But he has that primal urge for beer and wings and football. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. deep within mm-hmm. him, the wings and the beers and the football. Take it away.
Mm-hmm. You want me to sing? Or do you have something in your head, Gabe?
I think maybe.
You have something in your head.
What are these thoughts inside me? What are these feelings that I have?
I just burped.
You just burped in the middle of the song.
Some background vocals and I burped. Keep going.
What are these thoughts inside me? Oh, what are these feelings that I have? Oh, I just want, normally I want to sing. See a pigskin, something changes. And when I see a helmet, something inside me grows. I wanna do tough guy stuff. I wanna do cool guy football stuff. I really wanna do tough guy, cool guy football stuff. Yeah. I wanna do tough guy stuff. Me, I wanna do tough guy, cool guy stuff. I wanna do tough guy, cool guy stuff.
Okay, I can do the harmony.
I wanna do tough guy stuff. I wanna do tough guy, cool guy stuff. I wanna do tough guy stuff. I wanna do tough guy, cool guy stuff.
That's actually a song by Reliant K.
It literally was a song, right? It was a.
That's actually a song by Reliant K.
That was a non-union Reliant K song. That was a theme park Reliant K song. That would be like Six Flags does a Reliant K show, but it's all, you know. Okay, here's what I wanted to talk about.
Something about the desert.
And here's the thing, actually, I want to circle back to Grant. You're exactly right that that's a great premise, and I do need to build that out, and they may be in my next show because that's very funny. Wow. I just need more time to think about it.
You kind of already wrote that song. Whatever, this is boring. Keep going.
Okay.
What's the story you're going
to
tell?
The story I wanted to tell was about our recent trip to the desert. Was you, my wife, Lauren, my mom, your mom, your mom, your mom, our collective mom.
Sorry, when you're saying recent trip to the desert, do you mean when we all evacuated to the desert?
Yeah, I mean,
or do
like
you
2 days
mean when
ago.
We went on purpose for Christmas?
I was trying to keep it fun.
Sure.
When we all evac'd. Anyway, we were in the desert. Gabe, get to the story. When we were in the desert, we went to a diner that is nearby that we love to go. Keedy's Diner, K-E-E-D-Y, _S, Palm Desert. It's like this place that has never changed since 1960. The only thing that's changed is...
I bet you the prices changed,
prices.
Huh? Because
yeah, those were the kind prices of expensive. Did change.
And when we were younger, there was a diner by changed. Our house in Rochester, Michigan called Gold Star Diner.
Oh.
And you could, honest to God, get breakfast.
Breakfast.
Like eggs, hash browns, bacon, toast, coffee.
Eggs, hash browns, bacon, toast. That's what you were doing, bro. That's what you were doing. That's what you were doing. That's like some, that's like a children's show. Like,
yeah.
Like,
they probably already exist.
Yeah, definitely.
You could get all those things for like, I'm not kidding, like $3 or $4.
Literally.
Like,
up until a few years ago.
Yes. Me and my friends in high school used to go and pay in like quarters because it was so inexpensive to go.
Not quarters, bro. Me and my friends used to go pay in quarters. It's crazy.
We used to meet at Gold Star before school And we would pick a time to meet before school. And high school started at like 7:30 in the morning for God knows what reason.
So why do they do that to us?
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
Something about like to get parents to work on time. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess. But also like, isn't that when you need the most sleep you could possibly get? Anyway, sorry, keep going.
We used to meet at Gold Star Diner at like 6:15 in the morning. And that is where we started coining the phrase like getting up in the sixes or getting up in the fives or the sevens.
Is that where that came from?
Because Mackenzie Gordon used to be like, oh, sorry, I can't come. I don't get up in the sixes or the sevens.
Because I do like that. I do like that is like a thing we do in our family where we'll be like, I'm going to arrive sometime in the threes.
Right. Exactly.
That
came from Mackenzie Gordon. She used to be like, I'm no way I get up in the sixes.
Actually, I don't want to say that we all do that in our family, but I do that.
Yeah, I do it too.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. It's
because
cute.
It's signaling like, hey, aiming for this, but right. Let's be honest about how life goes. I'm going to get there in the fours.
And I'm chronically early. So I'm like, I'll get there at 6:17. Yeah, when you asked me to be there at 6:30.
Okay. Back to my
producer.
We're in the diner. We're in the diner in Palm Desert. This was merely a few days ago. We're sitting there chatting. You, me, Lauren, mom, our friend Isabel. Mm-hmm. Sitting there. Some older lady walks over. I have these cool pants that have like stitching on them.
Immediately starts touching Gabe.
Immediately.
Physically touching Gabe.
Walks over.
Go off, queen.
That's it's my favorite demo though.
Yeah.
Is when lady in her realistically late 70s
felt really comfortable just
coming over and we're buddies.
Yeah. It was
anyway,
cute.
So she comes over. She's like, what's on your pants? And I'm like, oh, it's a little stitching. It's a little race car. She's like, that's awesome. Can I tell you a joke? And we were like,
I was like, that's a classic like pickup line. Like you walk up to someone and you're like, oh my God, I love your sweatshirt. Where'd you get it? And now you're talking.
And now
she
talking.
Literally did it, but like in a super obvious way. I love these pants.
Can I tell you guys a joke? And we were like, sure.
Which I'm obviously going to use.
I, of course, remember all of them.
Yeah.
Number one, she comes up to us. Can I touch your pants? Can I tell you guys a joke? We say, sure. She said,
of course.
How long does it take?
You don't remember.
I said, I remember all of them.
Then and you're then botching.
Immediately botch it.
Professional comedian.
You remember the first one though?
Botching the joke.
I got it. Here it is. She said, how long does it take to make an octopus laugh?
Tentacles.
She said, tentacles.
Tentacles.
Which is pretty good.
But she kind of delivered it by being tentacles. No. And I was like, huh?
And I, for the table, went, ha ha ha, tentacles.
And then I was like,
and
oh.
Then everyone went, oh. So she was giving more of an alley-oop to me for me to dunk. She bump set and I spiked it.
She also, we learned when she came over and told some other jokes, she was gauging how cool we were because her other jokes were pretty off-color.
Yes, okay, so they progressed. Wait, the second one... Can you give me the topic of the second? The third one was Santa Claus, obviously.
Yeah.
The second one was...
It was about poo-poo.
Oh, the second one, I won't even... She's better than this. And she gave us, did you know diarrhea is hereditary? It runs in your genes. We all had to pretend like we didn't know that
one. She walked over to our table while we were eating and said, did you guys know that diarrhea is hereditary?
But this woman did three acts.
Yeah, and she then came walked over, back to our table and sat down.
Yes. Came over to our table, touched my pants, said, hey, can I tell you
tentacles?
Left, came back, said, hey, can I give you another one? And she
and we're like, obviously,
we're like, sure. She said, endlessly. Diarrhea runs in your genes, which we liked, not loved, a little, to be honest, derivative. Sorry. So we hit her back with my favorite one, which Grant taught me when I was younger.
Really little.
Because he found it in a joke book, and I've had it as my like interaction with ladies like these, always top of my brain. And Grant taught me this because he found it in a joke book. It's, what do you call a polar bear with earmuffs on? Oh. Anything you want. He can't hear you.
I've heard you tell that joke.
Thousands of times.
No, if I'm giving an honest to God estimate.
Yeah.
52 times in my life.
It has to.
Which is not a lot.
Wait, here's the thing though.
It happened 52 times.
No, when you said that, I was like, that's low. But then when I thought about actually 52 times.
You being like, what do you call a polar bear with your mom? What do you call, like, if I had a film of my life, there would be a scene montage where it's like, what do you call a polar bear? And then I said, what do you call a polar bear? And then in the Alps, it's like, what do you call a polar bear?
It's me getting a grayer and grayer beard and your smile getting smaller and smaller over the years.
This mediocre joke. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Gabe tells the polar bear joke.
She laughs, goes away.
She goes away. We hear her go back and tell her husband at her table, which was really cute.
Yes.
Then she comes back.
The grand finale. She comes back and says to us, can I give you one more joke? And we say, yes, ma'am. Please.
Obviously,
we would never stop you. Shine your light. Hide it under a bushel. No.
Hide it under a bushel? No.
She's going to let it shine. So she comes over and she says, and if you have children listening to the podcast, cover your ears. She comes over and she says, Grant, can you be on mic for this? I want your reaction. This woman walks over to us and says, how come Santa Claus never had any kids? And we say, how come? And she says, because the only time he comes, it's down a chimney.
Ooh.
She said the only time he comes
is down a chimney.
And then this woman did not laugh, did not wait for our reaction. She turned and walked out of the diner.
Got into the car with her husband.
The only time he comes is down the chimney.
Exit. And left. And we all did exactly what you did in our spirits. We all went, oh. But we all had to do the, whoa, that's crazy. But honestly, yeah. The more I think about it,
she's crazy.
And on principle, I think take a big swing. I love it.
Oh my God. Why not? I can't wait till I'm old enough to get away with that.
Am I being rude to assume that this woman was at least late 70s?
No. She was old.
Old.
Yes.
No offense.
No offense to our demographic,
to all the people in their late 70s.
To all the people in their late 70s
who are subscribed
listening.
To this on YouTube.
You guys.
We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Take a big swing.
Hell yeah.
Take a big swing.
So what, she offends us? She's still walking out of the diner either way.
She doesn't care. She's
walking out of the diner, getting
in
the car.
Just smeared your makeup a little bit over here.
Thank you for telling me.
Just do a little whoop. Just do a little whoop.
Thank you for telling me about the smudge on my eye. It's really bad. And it's bad on the other side. Oh no. We have to start the podcast over.
If it helps, I just noticed it because I think you started crying and wiped your eyes. One more on the top.
We absolutely have to start the podcast over. I need powder.
Miss Sally needs powder. We don't have it in the budget.
Annie has powder.
We might have some powder being flown in.
Just for my eyes.
Okay, but keep the podcast going because we're obviously not cutting this.
I have too much moisturizer.
We're obviously not cutting this. Anyway, a woman in her late 70s came and told us one of the dirtier Christmas jokes we've ever heard. Do we really need to do powder?
Are you okay to be on camera? Camera?
It's just going to be the back of you. That's fine. This is actually the first time we're featuring those of you who are subscribed on YouTube. Thank you for subscribing. Those of you who watch this like the TV show it is, this is the first time you're seeing the back of Annie Gibbs, the fourth sibling, who chooses wisely not to participate in this podcast. Okay, how much more of this powdery are we doing?
You know what's funny is that, thank you, because this is happening during the podcast, it's sort of appearing like I'm powdering all the time when the truth is that's the first time I've ever powdered.
This is the first time you've ever powdered.
Like in my life.
Looks
I don't
fantastic.
Use powder. Do I look amazing?
You look amazing.
Thanks, Riley, Annie.
Do you have a weekly ranking of your brothers?
You're not gonna like it.
Sing the jingle.
Is there one? What did I do last week? It'll be different.
Who cares?
Time to find out which brother was being awesome and which brother was being not awesome. in the weekly ranking of my two brothers. Coming in at number two this week is Grant, because I haven't seen him since the last podcast recording.
Wow.
Coming in at number one. Oh, wait a second. My ranking might switch.
damn it.
Because I just remembered something awesome Grant did for me.
Damn it.
Which is that I was desperate for a free month of ClassPass, and ClassPass absolutely has my number, both metaphorically and literally, and I keep signing up for free months and they keep noticing, and I needed a new phone number to use, and Grant let me use his phone number.
Hey.
Bam, 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 bam.
Where are you going?
But Grant? I do think...
Oh, you don't despite like the lights.
Despite that incredible help, charitable, really.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Gabe ranks first this week, mostly because when we were all in the desert, I brought all of my friends over. Like 9 girls, yeah. And
yeah.
Folks.
Yeah.
And Gabe was generous and kind to all of them and made friends with them. And that, I really appreciate that very much.
There was a lot. There was like 11 people and 6 dogs at my parents' house in the desert.
Most of it due to me and the people I brought with me. And so I'm very thankful to my whole family.
And not to gender it, but I was the only boy.
Well, Dad.
He wasn't there the whole time.
He was there when everyone was there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He made everyone eggs.
You're right. He did.
He said, I'm happy to make you eggs.
I know. You know, we
speaking of our time in the desert.
Thank you. I can't tell the story I was about to tell.
Yeah, don't tell all the stories. But speaking of our time in the desert, last week, things got hairy. Maybe it was the week before, whatever. The week that Runyon Canyon was on fire and everyone was evacuating LA. Tons of people were calling me being like, can I come to your parents' house in the desert? I need to get out of the city. To which I'm like, of course, if you need a place to go, come here. So what it wound up being was quite a few people at my parents' house in the desert. There were a total of 14 people at one point and 6 dogs.
Yeah, there was a total of 14 people.
Don't.
Okay.
What I want to say is this was the moment that Gabe chose to test out his brand new piano tuner and go ahead and tune the piano at my parents' house in the desert. 14 people, 6 dogs,
okay.
all varying levels of anxiety and panic.
No.
And Gabe said to himself, now's the time.
I did it before they were all there.
I'm going to go ahead and tune this piano.
I did it before they were all there, but everyone did try to escape the dangerous LA city.
Can
only
you do-
only to the sounds of Hold on.
Literally.
In a piano sound.
Literally. That for like, you guys, I'm not kidding, 3 hours. Him doing this in the main room where everyone was. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. Like, it's not a massive house. You're all kind of in this one main room where Gabe was doing this.
Here's an interesting nerdy question I have.
Can you believe?
Your friend Gabby told me that she found it kind of like a sound bath-esque.
She was being nice because she didn't want to have to go back to the city when that was on fire. She was like, no, this is fun. Please,
Grant,
let me sleep.
What were you
going to
say? Nerdy question, please.
Do some people like the way that out-of-tune pianos sound better than in-tune ones?
It's like a style choice sometimes, like honky-tonk. That style of like, sometimes in stride piano.
Can you play something honky-tonk? I don't know what you
no.
mean. You don't know how?
No, I don't know how. It's like...
I know what you're talking about. But yeah.
I mean, maybe there's a honky-tonk piano, but it'll literally be out of tune. Maybe... No. Hold, please. It's literally like a slightly out of tune piano because it gives that like sort of flavor of... There's got to be one on this keyboard. Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. This is the most boring possible thing I could do. Let's talk about something else. But yes, people do.
I actually just tuned out so hard that I forgot we were recording the podcast. I literally was just sitting here.
That's probably for the best.
It was so boring to me that I forgot to even say it was boring.
Well, I did just learn how to tune a piano, like learn in the YouTube way, where it made me bold enough to actually try. And I know how to do it now.
YouTube University.
It's like one of those things that's like, I'm sure I'm doing something like not perfectly perfect, but you have like a phone that can help you and you just got to order the tools. And
well, this podcast doesn't make you any money, so you should offer your services over the, if anyone needs their piano tuned,
bro, I'll come through and based on the 3 YouTube videos I half watched at 1.5 speed,
he'll come. I'll go come ahead and do tune a your piano.
Job. I'll go ahead and tune your pianti.
But okay, please do it during when everyone's over at the house.
Okay. A couple things I wanted to,
how far are we into this podcast?
I don't know. I'm having fun. Are you having fun?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Sweetheart. So last week's episode, which we had recorded old, but we put out new because of fires.
Right.
Last week's episode, we talked about a story about mom in high school having the different swimsuits that were colored by size, which is absolutely devastating.
Devastating.
And mom.
And if you haven't listened to that episode,
go ahead
and like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
And listen to that episode.
Go
and
ahead,
copy
smash
it.
Smash that subscribe
it
button.
And send it to all your coworkers.
But also literally do those things. It actually just absolutely helps us.
No, so totally send it to your coworkers.
No, but actually send it to your coworkers.
But
for
please,
real.
Please, whatever you do, do not send it to my coworkers.
No.
Please.
Don't send it to, although one of your coworkers did find you on his For You page.
Shout out.
And didn't he set a meeting on your calendar to tell you?
Yes.
That's
and it
charming.
Was so cute and so nice. And it was the first time someone was like, I discovered your podcast. And he also told me about this other influencer who he thinks Gabe reminds him of. And that other influencer is so goofy. And so it was a double gift because I was like, this is amazing. Number one, to this very sweet man I work with to be so kind in this way, adore him. That was amazing. Number two, he slammed Gabe in the call. And I was
slammed him.
I was like, you've given me so many gifts today. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, go.
Two social media things. Number one, that comment that I thought was so funny we should talk about.
Oh, yes.
And how about the fact that people are like taking our word for that ice cream freezer
chat. Imagine taking us seriously for even 1 millisecond.
It has like 500,000 views now.
Yeah. It's a clip from one of our earlier episodes.
Oh,
again, feel free to go back, smash that like button,
smash,
comment, subscribe, watch. I think that's from the Sooty Turn episode.
I think it's from the first episode.
Which is Tootie Flute? No, first episode. No. It was the first episode we recorded, but it wasn't the first episode that came out. Doesn't matter. Regardless, it's a clip of me talking about something that a rumor that I heard about cruise ships and ice cream socials. And of course it's a rumor. And I even say I heard, allegedly.
And
but the internet is having
like,
a field day with like,
idiots.
These guys are so dumb. Of course they're spreading lies online. Okay. Okay. Last week's episode, we talked about, mom in high school during swimming class, which was a requirement, you had to wear the school mandated swimsuits, which were all colored by size. Devastating. Mom told me,
post listening to it,
she said, you guys missed a key element, which was that the class was co-ed.
Sick.
The class was co-ed.
Barfo disgusto.
So you had to be...
Horror of horrors.
So you had to, as a high school girl, put on whatever swimsuit color was your size. So they all knew what size you were. All the boys knew what size you were when you walked out to the natatorium.
I bet that would be so much better now. But at the time, in the 80s, even in the early 2000s when I was growing up.
Our country's failing us. Our country has been failing us. The education system is broken.
Totally.
Anyway, we don't need to talk about that again, but I did just want to bring up to make the listener go even more. Oh.
As we were talking about social media as well, what was the comment, Grant, that you saved on our podcast that was cracking us up?
Oh, it was on one of the clips. Well, I have it. Do you have it screenshotted? Because I think I have it.
It's an incredible ad for the pod.
It's an incredible diss to me, I'm pretty sure. No, I don't have it.
Okay, whatever. Point is, it was like, it was something like, this podcast is only good if you have ADHD or something.
No. That's not the one Grant's talking about.
This
Grant's
person,
talking about the one that someone said. Do you remember?
I sent it to you guys if you want to read it.
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
I don't know what we're talking about because I thought we were talking about the other one.
Right here. Someone commented on one of our clips and said, I don't personally know you, but I do feel like you, Gabe, would know how to juggle.
Keep that kind of discourse flowing, please. That's so funny to comment.
Yeah,
you do look like you could juggle. Bro, and guess what? He can.
I actually can't juggle.
Really?
I could.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I've seen you juggle.
No, like
fruit.
I don't know.
You've seen me juggle fruit? No, you haven't.
I feel like I've seen you juggle fruit.
Like the Chiquita banana lady?
No.
Do I give Chiquita banana vibes?
First of all, her name is Carmen Miranda.
What? She's real?
It's a real woman. Look it up. Secondly, well, the Chiquita banana lady is based off of a real woman named Carmen Miranda.
What did she do that made her... She was just hot?
Fruit on her head. No, she did other things, and I'm going to find out what they are.
Okay, we'll circle back.
But I think we should respect her.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll circle back on Carmen Miranda. But point is, I feel like I've seen you juggle fruit before. Wait, you really don't know how to juggle?
No, I don't. What was...
You got 2 minutes.
So. Is that the melody for... Remember
two
Carmen
minutes till we have to be done?
Remember Carmen San Diego? Do you remember Carmen San Diego? Was that the melody was, where in the world is Carmen San Diego for the show?
I think that was before my time.
Can you?
We could write her a new theme song though.
Yo, you know what song used to hit? Dragon Tales. Let's all go to Dragon Tales. Come along, take my hand. Let's all go to Dragonland.
And that's our show.
And that's our
thank you
freaking show
for joining us in this new place.
Is that really our show? I was having fun today.
For being patient
not
with us.
Not that I'm not having fun every day, but...
I'm having fun every day.
Oh, well, you're so having this fun is every no day, different. But are you having fun on the podcast every time?
No.
No.
No. Not every time. But you, the listener, are not responsible for my lack of fun. It's my two brothers that piss me off. The audience should never feel bad or codependent with me when I'm grumpy. It's the fault of Gabe and Grant. You, the audience, you only ever make me happy and joyful, especially when you argue in the comments. And when you say things like, Gabe looks like he juggles, my heart is warmed in a way I never knew it could be. And when you say things like, Gabe looks like he flosses with rope, I'm finally happy. We're so happy to have all 16 of you.
All 16
we believe in you and we think you have good taste.
Such good taste.
The audience, to listen to our show, you must be really smart and really funny.
So smart.
And good looking at that.
Thank you for listening to Mom Said, Al Still Dancing. I'll give you the... we really appreciate you that listen to this show. This is starting to feel churchy. Appreciate y'all listening to this show.
We can just sign
off. I do want to say, though, we're going to leave a donation link in our bio for probably the next couple episodes for the LA fires.
Yeah.
That's a big deal to what's happening over here on this side of the country.
People we love.
It's really feeling churchy.
Yeah, we have to stop. Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. Bye.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.